Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, live from the Railhead Station Studios.
Is it 8 o'clock yet?
It is 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, Goose, we are here in Colorado. It is another edition, episode, segment.
Whatever you want to call it.
The H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi!
Our mission here is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Oh. Damn it. I'm never going to get this right. We only have 3 shows left in the season, and I'm still not getting the buttons, you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Here's the right one.
I think that is probably the funniest thing that you have done this whole season.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we got it on live.
Especially the crickets and the bad jokes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think I just snorted. Okay, go ahead.
Good stuff. You should go upstairs with Bailey. You guys can snort together. Okay, here's the correct button. There it is. Thanks for riding on the crazy train with us today. It's going to be extra crazy today, I have a feeling, because I'm going to try buttons. I'm going to try them, and I probably will hit the wrong one every time.
Every time.
It's going to be great. Okay, so before we get started, 3 different ways to listen, people. We have mbradio.us. Maybe you're on there right now. Oh, my gosh. Or we have irnbroadcast.com, or hello, 21st century, we have an MBR app that is downloadable for free on both Android and iOS. So whatever phone you have, you should be all set. So you can listen to us whenever, wherever, on your phone. Wouldn't that be great? What else? We rerun our episodes Fridays, same time, same place, right here on MBR, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. So if you happen to miss our live stuff on Monday, there's always a couple more chances at the end of the week to listen in. And for those of you who are super old school, we have a text line. That is 720-619-0627. Oh, and I totally skipped over the fact that we have Facebook and Twitter also, and Instagram. So just get on there, look up H-Train Show. This is particularly important these days, the Facebook page, I mean, because as you all know, we do discussions about halfway through each of our shows, and today is no exception.
No exception.
We have an awesome discussion of which neither of us has any experience whatsoever, so we're going to need your help. So please hop on Facebook, like our page, and when we go live a little bit later for our discussion, which is all about having to deal with a significant other's children or child. Or
stepkids.
Yeah. Well, they could. They might not be stepkids yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, dating, you still have,
That is very true.
Hop in there. It's not all Brady Bunch. It's not always the pilot episode of the Brady Bunch where everybody's just getting married already. And then they get to know each other. No, I have a feeling that all that happens before.
Don't bullshit me.
Yes. I have a feeling it all happens before that. So, anyway, like I said, hop on Facebook, like our page. We'll be on there later. We also have our interview of the week, which is Four Wheels to Heal.
Yes. And just so you guys know, so that your cornflakes don't get pissed on like mine, it has nothing to do with motorcycles.
Nope. Nothing. But it's got good things.
It does. It does.
It's, yeah, nothing to do with bikes, but a little something to do with helping people.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing. So. I already talked about our discussion. Tribute to Troops today is for Mr. Jeremy Wells.
And we made sure to have the glass removed from the frame.
We had a bit of a glare during our tribute for...
I think I did pretty good on
that. Yes, this is very nice. So we won't have a glare this week on our frame like we did last week. Sorry, Senator John McCain. You had a big glare over your picture. But it is what it is. You were honored.
And...
Oh,
then the 2 minute
this
warning.
Is the end.
Yeah, then the 2 minute warning. I'm sure you guys already, some of you that are tuning in, you guys are, you know, regulars, so you already know 2 minute warning. We'll kind of preview who we'll talk to.
Well, next week next is week. Extra special.
Yes, it is.
And we'll talk about that during the 2 minute warning.
Yes.
So stick around for the 2 minute warning,
yeah.
or you won't be able to hear how awesome our show next week is going to be. And trust me. It's going to be big.
It is going to be
it's
big.
It's going to be as big as my face. All right. So what'd you do all weekend? It's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day and we were working. Whoever decided to have a show, we need to find the boss man and kick him right in the nuts.
Okay, stand up.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So I went to...
Do you know about Labor Day? Do you know what that's all about?
I do.
What's it about?
And some people in this country... are celebrating Labor Day, and they don't even have a job.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What's it about, then? Tell me about it.
Labor Day is, I don't know. I'll go ahead and let you remind
me. Oh, my God. Well, I have my Newsweek article pulled up here to help me out. Thanks, Newsweek. So, let's see. Today is the 3rd. It was actually the very first... Labor Day was actually celebrated on the 5th of September, fun fact, in 1882. And it was actually a way for, like, unions and bosses to... It was a day that everybody had to take off for, like, a big reason. And it was so that the unions and the bosses could come together and have meetings and talk about, like... You know, better working conditions, you know, raises, you know, better minimum wage, things like that. So, you know, it all started with that, where, like, everybody just took the day off. And I think it was Grover Cleveland that eventually made it, like, an actual holiday.
Okay.
And it was still, like, a way for everybody to get together and talk. But nowadays, I'm sure that kind of thing still happens.
Right.
But it's not as important because we don't have sweatshops here in the U.S., or at least I hope we don't. So today it's just kind of a, you know, that 3-day weekend that marks the end of summer. And most people celebrate it like with, like kind of like the 4th of July, like camping and hot dogs and beer. And
kind of like Memorial Day.
Yeah, kind of. A lot of people actually think that Labor Day is a military holiday.
Yeah.
I was actually talking with someone about it the other day,
yeah,
and I was like, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Sorry, you guys. As much as I'd like it to be so that we can, you know, kind of bring it full circle here at the show. But no, it's just because now it's just, you know, a nice Monday off for
right.
everybody. But it used to be extra important, you guys. So just remember that while you're drinking your beers and hot dogs.
Thank you for the history lesson.
You're welcome.
Goose.
Thanks, Google. Thanks, Newsweek.
Goose, she spent a little bit of extra time here at the house today. And,
yeah,
she's a history buff, people.
It's been pretty great. Yeah, my dad, I was telling you when I got here that my dad, is a big history buff, and my mom, not so much, but she likes, like true stories. Like, she reads biographies and stuff, like,
right.
about, you know, people she admires and stuff. But my dad's really about, like, the events, like, the big stuff that goes on in history, like the signing of the Declaration and,
like, the Civil War,
you know,
yeah.
Gettysburg. And yeah, I was telling you about,
because he was telling me how he took you guys to Georgia because Georgia's full of
chock
history.
Full, yes. Yeah. So if you've never been to Georgia, guys, get your butts down there. It is, and it's where they filmed the opening scene for Forrest Gump in Savannah.
Right.
I've actually sat on that park bench, you guys.
See?
It's cool. And there's a big metal Forrest Gump sitting right next to you.
See, like, and this is just my opinion, but like, when I was stationed there,
yeah,
a lot of people wore the rebel flag.
Yeah.
And I understand why they wore the rebel flag, because it's about history there.
Yeah.
Why people wear the rebel flag some places around here, I don't quite understand that.
Well,
but that's a different subject.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Like, there are a lot of monuments being torn down,
yeah,
down there that really makes me upset. Because, like, and a lot of people are like, well, it's, you know, racist and, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, well, it's part of our history. Like,
right,
if anything, we could pass by those things and go, I'm not going to be like that guy,
right,
or something. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
No, I totally agree. Like, there's not going to be one single president that everybody's going to agree with everything that he did.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something, but yeah, that doesn't mean, you know.
Let's all learn from it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know. But yeah, so my dad used to take us, like, all over the place. We never flew anywhere. We drove, like, all our family vacations, we drove everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
But I've never seen the Pacific Ocean. We didn't make
really?
It past the mountains.
Oh, yes.
Too much driving, I guess.
Hey, I tell you what.
For spring break.
Me and you, next season, we really got to work on getting remotes set up nationally.
Nationally.
We need to get some sponsors.
Well,
and
we can talk about that in the boardroom later. When we get down to business on Labor Day.
Yeah.
So what else? Did you do anything fun
this
weekend? You fixed your brakes.
I fixed my brakes on the truck.
That's big.
I think I might be an expert now when it comes to drums brakes, because I've screwed up not three but four times.
What?
Where I'm not gonna get into it.
Fifth time's the charm.
Right. Thunder in the Rockies was here in Colorado. Me and Cass went for the first time. We should have kidnapped you and
you
took should've. You.
Please
you
do that.
You would have loved it.
Yeah.
There was this guy that
was a guy there? Oh, my God.
Long hair, like, down to here, okay?
Was it, like, gross, though?
No.
Or was it, like,
no.
Jason Momoa?
Like Jason Momoa.
Okay,
kind.
So real good, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was, like,
keep going.
He was, like, riding, and he would, like, jump up in the air,
mm-hmm,
and, like, almost do splits and land while his bike was like,
oh, he was like a trick bike
person?
Oh,
it
person?
Was trick bikes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was awesome.
So he's like bendy.
Yes. Yes.
I'm kidding.
In
All
fact,
right.
In fact, there was one time where they were like, you know, going like, and then he positioned himself on the bike like he was laying on the couch,
mm,
with his feet on the headlights.
Oh, wow.
With
like
this.
Like hands
this.
Behind his
yes,
head. Yeah.
Yes. It was crazy.
That is cool.
If you haven't did it next year, make sure you go. It's a free event.
Yeah,
it
man.
It doesn't cost.
I'm going to request off now.
Oh, it's
if
it's
I still
awesome.
Have the same job next year.
See, that's one thing that I really like about riding. Is that there's so many bike rallies out there, and most of the bike rallies, you don't pay to get in.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places, you have to pay to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, not these.
Like,
you need to get with a biker.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen.
Because I know so many.
Attention, all veterans who bike.
Why does it have to be a veteran?
Single.
Well, wait.
You want a sugar daddy. All veterans ride.
Well, wait.
Goose needs a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Well, at least someone that can take me out once a week. That'd be nice. Get out of the house.
That doesn't make her wear a paper bag over her head.
Yeah, that'd
here,
be really great.
Here. Wear this until we get into the restaurant.
Yeah. You know what? Better yet, wear it in the restaurant.
Oh,
we'll just
ouch.
Cut a hole out right by your mouth so you can eat.
Ouch. Well, you know, that is why they give you paper bags when you buy liquor. With that being said, we're going to go on a music break.
Okay.
And when we come back, It is Four Wheels to Heal. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. Rock is on the way.
And I'm sipping bourbon, the future's uncertain, the past on the pavement below me. Maybe I'll elevate, maybe I'm second rate, so unaware of my status. Maybe I'm overjoyed, maybe I'm paranoid, designing me up in street jackets. My telltale heart's a hammer in my chest, cut me a silk tight tourniquet.
I am the violence, I am the sickness, won't Hey, this is Crow, the creator and lead singer of the band Alien Space Debris, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the H-Train Show with me, the Goose. I don't think I've ever done this before all by myself. This is pretty exciting. Anyway, on the phone with us right now, we've got James Meetling. He is the Vice President, as well as a U.S. Navy veteran? Or current U.S. Navy, James?
That's right.
Veteran. Okay. It doesn't specify on my really nice piece of paper here. Anyway, Vice President of For Wheel to Heal, a really cool organization that we are going to find out all about right now.
Yes.
Interview of the week.
Interview of the week. We need to get like an
it's
interview.
Pretty sweet. So, James, tell us the basic idea behind For Wheel to Heal.
So, Four Wheel to Heal was founded back in 2012, and guys that founded it pretty much wanted to take their love of off-roading their Jeeps and help out the guys they were already visiting at Walter Reed. So, we founded a 501c3, travel across the country, and take out wounded and disabled veterans in our Jeeps, and we've helped some of them work on their Jeeps. We've been on TV shows, building Jeeps, that type of stuff.
So it's all about off-roading.
It's all about off-roading.
H-Train, before the show got started, H-Train was really hoping that it was all about motorcycles and stuff. Sorry, wah-wah. No such luck. But this sounds like fun. Like, I would do this. This sounds like something that, like, I could get into.
Yeah?
So you guys take your own Jeeps to pick up these folks, right?
Correct. We count on a ton of volunteers and Jeep clubs across the country. They'll provide us some drivers in that. And then a lot of our lead volunteers and board members will use our own Jeeps. And sometimes let them drive. Sometimes just take them for rides. We have guys and gals that come out that aren't even really into the off-roading. They just like the camping aspect and the camaraderie and that comes with the outlet.
Oh, so there's camping involved.
Your voice just got all cracky and excited.
So I guess the next question we should ask James is, what programs does For Wheels to Heal involved? You got off-roading, you got working on the Jeep, now there's camping. I mean, don't hold out.
Yeah, what else is there?
We've done some shooting while we've been out camping and that.
That's always
fun. Some of the more private parks and that will allow us to do that. They've done mud bogging, racing. We'll go out to California for King of the Hammers, which is a huge race. They do a bike one out there, too, on kind of the same course. So we'll do high-speed desert racing, rock crawling, mud bogging.
Rock crawling.
Oh, my goodness. What's rock crawling?
Yeah.
Is that like extreme off-roading?
It's what I prefer because I hate cleaning all the mud out from underneath my Jeep. Makes it harder to work on.
Fair enough. So do you have to, in order to volunteer to be one of the people that takes these veterans all over the place, do you have to have a Jeep?
No, not at all. We've got we've got volunteers that have come out and help us at events because we're 100% volunteer ran. So all the money we raise actually goes back into paying the fees for the guys and girls we take out. So we need help at booths, fundraising, and doing that type of stuff too. And then even when we go out actually off-roading, we have, like my wife will stay with us and she helps with stuff back at camp or that type, so that when we're all going out and that, There's other things to do, even if you don't like it.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
There's always an option.
That is. Well, you know, that'd be like the key men's weekend where you go and you
men's weekend
embrace your man side.
Whatever.
And go and mud flinging and I can't do
easy, easy Tim Allen. Yeah. All right. So well, that's good. Then you can have whatever to volunteer there. So how does one apply to go on a trip like this or qualify, or you know, what's your website and all that?
So our website is www.4w2h.org. And on there we have the ability to contact a couple of our different board members, whether you're a warrior that's looking to come out and have us treat you to one of these events and trips. Or you're a volunteer looking. We also have stuff on there where we've had some corporations help us out and that type of stuff. But they can fill out an application, send it in to us, and a lot of our stuff that we do for those that we take out is we're pretty much just gathering some basic information, you know, contact info. We do ask about injuries, but that's more so we can prepare. Just because we've had some guys come out that are triple amputees. We've actually got a action track chair. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's pretty much a wheelchair with treads.
Oh, cool. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, my friend has one. It's like a picture of a wheelchair with joysticks, and you do the joysticks like you move it back and forth.
So you're rowing. Tank wheels for wheels?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. I feel like everybody should be equipped with those.
They have a blast in them, and so we'll bring those out if needed. If someone needs a caregiver, we'll also pay for the caregiver to come out, and that type of stuff too. So
nice.
That's kind of a nice little perk there.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm not sure what the percentage is, but I know there's a lot of folks out there that you know need that caregiver there. So that's really a good little tidbit to know for those out there with caregivers. So you said something about fundraisers. Do you have any upcoming that we should all know about?
So our fundraisers that we do are mostly at events that we go to. And we sell merchandise on our website. We also sell it out at events. That is what for everything. So at the end of August, we got an event in Jasper, Florida, Sheriff's Jeep Fest. Then we've got one out in Oklahoma in the 31st of August, Why Not Customs Labor Day Crawl. And then in September, we've got one of our bigger ones in Virginia that a lot of we take more people out to that one just because it's closer to where a bunch of our board members are. Pretty much throughout the whole year, we have events going on throughout the country. And it's all listed there on our website, too.
Okay.
And usually we try get up the list early in the year so people can make plans.
Awesome. Do you have any events in Colorado?
As of right now, we don't have any events in Colorado, but we're always looking for some clubs or some lead volunteers to head up areas. So that we can go to more events out there, just because most of our board members and lead volunteers are still employed either by the military or still working for the government, police departments, you know, government facilities. It makes it a little harder to get vacation time to go out to all these trips. We really rely on locals to help us out.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. And you kind of touched on it. I just want to make sure that I was hearing it. So to be able to go on these events, a veteran doesn't have to have a certain percentage with the VA or anything like that. If they honorably serve, then they're more than welcome to join you guys' party.
Right. We don't have a percentage of disability that we look for or anything.
Perfect.
If you're an injured or disabled veteran, then we'll take you out on that, because whether you're 100% or 10%, you gave up something, and we wanted to try and do what we can to make life better. You know, even if it's just for a weekend of having some fun with everybody else and that.
All right. Awesome. Goose, do you have anything?
I'm all out of questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that time.
Oh, the time to shine?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
boy.
The time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
So, I'll go ahead and take the lead way on this.
All right.
Goose did the last one.
Yep.
James, the time to shine is basically a platform for 2 minutes. Maybe we didn't ask you the right question or set you up for the right answer, and there's something that you want to get off of your chest so that our listeners know exactly what's going on, and you can even put out even more information. So this is your 2 minutes to say whatever you would like to say.
All right. Like I said, we're 100% volunteer ran. 100% of donations and money we bring in actually goes back to helping those that we take out. We cover all the costs involved with it so that they can have a worry-free time. We'll bring caregivers out. And we really rely on our donations and merchandise sales to make that possible.
Alrighty then. Well, once again, everybody, if you missed it, that's okay. You can check out the podcast after show ends. But
this show?
Yeah, we talked with James Meatling. He is the vice president of Four Wheel to Heal, and their website is www.4w2h.com.
And that's the number 4, letter yes. W, number 2, letter H, .org, just to be clear.
All right. Awesome. Well,
there you go, everybody.
James, thank you. We'll talk to you on the other side for everybody else. And, you know, we just wanted to reiterate.
What?
James, great guest.
Yes. He was very good.
Yeah, he was.
He, you can tell that he really enjoys, you know, working with these people in this nonprofit, and it's really cool when you can like hear the passion. Because we were lucky enough to have a few of our people in our studio this year, which has been really awesome. And it's always kind of hard to gauge, you know, when they're on the phone, right, like how good it's going. But I mean, he was great. I love talking with him. Good job, James.
Yes. Yes, so. For sure. Even though it has nothing to do with motorcycles.
But come on, it might as well. I mean, you off-road, you camp, you do everything without the bike that you would do with the bike.
I thought the camping was, you know, it's...
And he even said, like, maybe they can get something going. But usually it's like, because, you know, obviously someone with maybe a missing arm or something can't really ride a bike. So that might be why they don't really have that going yet.
Yeah, I have a friend that has a completely paralyzed, can't move, can't do nothing on his left arm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working with him and his dad on thinking outside the box on a way to adapt that.
Did he used to ride bikes and then the paralysis happened? I got you.
That's
an interesting handicap.
He actually came back from a deployment and survived. And then one night he drank a lot, decided to walk back to the barracks, and got hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, see, and he even, like, did the responsible thing and walked back.
Yeah.
See, I hate it when that kind of thing happens.
But, you know, it happens. I will tell you.
I know, but it still sucks.
I will tell you this. I've had MBR as a nonprofit now for, like,
7 months? No,
has it been that long?
Really?
We got it in May. We got
nonprofit. But you've had MBR for a little bit longer.
Well, Not really, but, you
know. Well, it was like right after I joined up that all that went down. Right. So I don't really remember. I was drinking my Mike's Hard Lemonade.
But I will say this.
What?
You have to have passion because that nonprofit stuff, you get burnt out real quick if you don't have passion. That is for sure the truth. But, yeah, so, Goose, it's that time. We're going to go on a music break.
Oh, groovy.
Yes. we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back...
Yes. What?
It's
what?
Discussion time!
Oh, yes, the best part of the show. Yes. Get on Facebook, you guys!
Yes, win that shirt. Win some Harley Davidson gear. So, whatever you do, don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
It's a quarter past midnight as we cut through the city. Yeah, 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 the streets are getting restless. Good times, bad decisions. Yeah, yeah, it's a quarter past midnight and the sirens are mending some hearts. But we're the losers on the back seat, singing love will tear us apart. It's a quarter past midnight. On the billboards, not the lives underneath them. Yeah, yeah. And now we're crying up the walls again. And it's a quarter past the world. And you said we leave this place in dust and fall from heaven straight through hell. We never know what we have. We never knew what we have. Never know what I've had. We keep on running, running through a red light, like we're trying to burn the night away, away, away.
My name is Donald Trump, President, and you are listening to the Train Show.
All right, we are back, and you're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hi, you guys. I did not authorize Donald Trump to use a bumper on this show, but hey, it was there.
That's okay. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Donald Drunk.
Oh, is that why it sounded funny?
Yeah, I guess so.
We had him in the studio, you guys. No, I wouldn't let him in here.
And we just
I'd be like, take off your wig, and then we'll get you in the studio. I just want to see it.
I'm excited about this. I know you're
just,
not too...
I'm just kind of like, I've never dated anyone with kids. I've nannied.
But you've nannied. And that is a big thing. And remember, Goose, it's not what we want.
It's
what
not.
They want.
Oh. Well, I guess you guys did vote on this, so fine, we'll talk about it. But seriously, get on Facebook right now and help us discuss this. I'm hitting the go live button because you forgot to.
Oh, uh-oh.
You crazy
uh-oh.
Lady. Jeez.
Uh-oh.
Here I am looking at the camera like, hello, look how gorgeous I am. All right, now we're live on Facebook.
Now we're live, okay.
So, as I said, hop on Facebook. We will need your help with this one because I might have nannied, but I've never.
I think you sell your. I think you sell your.
What?
I think you sell yourself short sometimes. Being a nanny, that's even worse.
It was terrible. I'm not going to lie.
But
my last nannying job was my last.
But that's
like
okay.
Literally my last ever.
But that's okay. Let's get to it.
The 6-year-old was a devil child.
Hit the music, guys. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk.
Okay, all right, here we
Who
go.
Who made that bumper again?
You did.
That's right, yeah. I did.
Yes.
I'm a fan of musicals. So, you guys, stuff about children.
Yes.
Have you ever dated anyone who has a child or maybe a couple or a few of children? And, you know, how'd you deal with that? Did you have mommy-daddy issues? Because... On the break, during the music break there, you know, we were talking about the fact that I used to be a nanny, but I really don't feel like that prepares anyone because I would, and I hate to say this, sorry single men out there with children, but like, I'm not going to date you. Like, I don't think I would date anyone with kids because I just, I'm too self-absorbed for one thing to deal with kids at this point in my life. Okay. And... I wouldn't want to deal with all that, like, mommy-daddy stuff. Like, you're not my mom, I don't have to listen to you. Like, I'm sorry.
See, my thing is, before I got married, I dated a girl with a kid. And I thought to myself, you know, I was going to give it a chance. But the thing that I didn't like, I won't say that, like, if me and Cass... wasn't together. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't date a woman. We know that I wouldn't date a man, but I wouldn't date a woman that
are you sure
that had a kid.
Yeah,
I wouldn't date somebody that had a kid when their husband or their wife was still in the picture.
Well, 'cause that nine times out of ten they are. That's what I mean, though. Like.
Well, the reason why
that's
I said
also
that,
something I wouldn't want to have to deal with is the other mom.
Well, see, and like, I don't
want to like you.
I didn't like it.
That's
because
mean. I'm sorry.
You had a birthday party for the kid.
Yeah.
At your family's house, at the mother's or father's family. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you would have to have a birthday party with. The biological mother or father. I didn't like that. So the kid has two birthday parties. The kid has two Christmases.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
I've actually heard of families that like, the, you know, there was a divorce that happened and then dad got remarried kind of thing.
Right.
But everybody still got along. So holidays, like, ex-mom was, like, at holidays and, like, it was, like, they were all, everybody was still part of the family.
And, see,
and if that works out, I mean, kudos to those people who make it work that way. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Well, when I was together with this woman, she would sit there and talk bad about her ex-husband.
In front of the kid?
No.
Oh, good.
Like in front of me. And then when I said something on how I felt, talking bad about him, well, she got upset. Well, you're talking bad about him.
Yeah, but did you know who he was? Like, I mean, she had a kid with him, so she clearly kind of knew the guy, right?
She introduced me to him, and
you had a 5-minute conversation? No, like, how well did you know this guy is what I'm getting at?
I just knew him through her words.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, because I still kind of get that way when my parents talk bad about the guy that I just broke up with. Because, like, as much as I hate to admit it, like, we were together for a long time. But, like, it still bothers me when people talk crap about him because, I mean, he may not have been good for me, but he was still a good guy, you know? So it just kind of, I don't know. Or maybe it's just habit. But either way. We're talking about kids and stuff, not me. So get on the Facebook. I see like 12 of you on here. Say something.
Yeah,
do you have anything
I'm going
to
say? Down here. Well, today we're taking the 7th person, and they win a shirt. So we got one.
Yeah, I've
two,
got the shirt over here.
3, 4.
Here it is.
5.
If you're on Facebook.
So the next person that comes up, they win a shirt. We're not even close to the Harley Davidson gift card.
No, but I'm incentivizing.
So you tell us your experience, how you've dealt with it. You know, you being a nanny, you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not my mom, you know.
Well, okay.
How
actually,
did you deal with it?
The family that I nannied for the longest was about 8 years I nannied for them.
Oh,
and
wow. That's
a
long time.
Well, they started with a set of twins. And that was when I got called in, was when they turned about one and, like, were walking and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, mom and dad were like, oh, my God! And, like, dad was working all the time. So, like, mom just needed an extra set of hands to wrangle the twins.
Right.
Well, then she got pregnant again, and there were 3. And then she got pregnant again, and there were 4. So, like, eventually she had, like, a big family, you
they
know?
They didn't know what birth control
and
was.
And so, well, they are Catholic. So they, so I kind of helped raise, especially the twins. Like they're actually in high school now, which is like frightening.
We got our 7th winner,
Mary Miller. You win the T-shirt.
Mary Miller, you win the T-shirt. Make sure to message us your address and your size, and we'll get that out right away. Okay, go ahead, Goose.
Yeah, the H-Train show on Messenger is what he means.
Yes.
So, anyway, that family was awesome. Like, they paid me well. They even gave me, like, little bonuses, like, during holidays and stuff. They were awesome. So if you hire a nanny, be awesome people. Like, really let your nanny know that you appreciate him or her because we work hard. But the last family that I did was... it was actually kind of a thing that my older brother set up. He had a coworker who was a single mom and had a 12-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. And I thought, well, okay, great. Like, I've dealt with small kids. Big kids shouldn't be a big deal. The 12-year-old son was a saint. He would help. He would clean up after himself. And
I can do this all day long.
Yeah, he was so great. The little girl, and I'm not going to say who it was because that would be mean, she was a terrible child. There were, like, I would try and, like, play games with her. Like, you know how, like, you play house and stuff as a kid? Like, we'd try and do that, and, like, every game that we would play, whether it was tag or house or even, like, a board game, she would somehow, like, switch roles on me, and she would try and, like, become the boss. And, like, this one game we were playing, I thought it would be kind of fun because I was a lot heavier back then. She was like, let's play personal trainer. And I was like, okay, what is that? And she was like, well, I'll be the personal trainer and you be the person that's working out. This was a terrible idea. I should have seen this coming in the first place. But
when
like,
you're right.
Yeah, she started like screaming at me at one point, like, come on, you know, big girl, put your back into it, like all this stuff. And I was like, I stopped it right there and was like, girl, this is not okay. Like, you're screaming at me like this is a real situation and like you're seven. Like, shh. Quiet. It was awful. And I was in a really bad place in my life, so I felt really insecure in the first place. And then this stupid seven-year-old comes along and makes me feel even worse. I hate children. Sorry, you guys. She ruined kids for me. They're cute until they start walking and talking, and then I'm like, bye! Here's your kid! They're cute when they're little and can't take care of themselves yet.
The only bad experience that I had dating somebody with a child, like I said, was, you know, it was okay for the mother to sit there and talk bad about the ex-husband.
Yeah, that's kind of hypocritical.
But then when I joined the bandwagon, I wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like it to where, you know, we have to have a Thanksgiving here. You know, and of course...
I think that would be the hardest part, is like trying to decide who hosts what.
And when they do the Thanksgiving or a birthday party and he was there, I couldn't be there.
Or what about like vacations? Like, I've heard of parents like competing. Like, oh, I took my kid to Florida, so, you know, here's them back. See if you can do that.
She actually went on vacation with her ex-husband, and I thought that was very weird.
That is kind of weird. I hope they had separate hotel rooms. Dun, dun, dun! Okay. So, nobody's really helping us out, so...
here we go.
Well, if you'd scroll
really
down...
Hard, but you need to get one...
Along
for
the
kids. Been there, done it, easy.
It's not that I wouldn't get along with the significant other. I would be concerned about getting along with the kid. Because, like, a lot of parents who get back out there and start dating are like, if my kid doesn't like you, I'm sorry. Like, that's a deal breaker. And, I mean, who's to say that there aren't kids out there that, like, parent trap stuff and, like, go above and beyond to break up, you know, dad's new girlfriend or whatever.
Right.
So, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of drama.
Well, I can tell you that my father, you know, I have a half-brother.
That's right.
And
I forgot about
they,
that. They're
when,
not...
When my mom was alive, I didn't see very much head bunting, but then when my mom...
Head bunting? Like cakes?
Yeah, when my mom passed away, there's a lot more headbutting, and you know, it's like I hear their side of the story, I hear my dad's side of the story, and then I choose my own side of the story, which is, uh-oh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Which is stay out of it.
Yeah. That's probably, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't reach out to your half-brother, though. I mean, you guys are kind of related.
Yeah, I reach out to, I go there and visit every time I'm in my hometown, where there's no beaches.
Oh, Kokomo, no beaches.
No beaches.
This is Kokomo, Indiana, you guys.
Yes.
So.
But,
anyway, and by the way, hi, Mr. Hunt. I see you.
We're the, everything I say is being repeated by the page.
That's not part of the discussion. She's just telling us something.
Oh, okay. I have no idea, Brandy. Brandy is our super producer. She is...
She's multitasking right now.
What do you call that?
Multitasking?
No, not multitasking. She's being the administrator right now, writing people and stuff like that, so we don't have to worry about that. Well, I've heard some horror stories about, you know, parents having stepchildren, and the stepchildren are getting into trouble. You know,
yeah, like acting
arrested,
out. I have a boss who has two stepkids, and they like love him. I don't know what kind of father figure they had before, but I mean, they just love him. Like, they come into his office, his office door is covered in post-its that just say "Love you, Dad. You're the best, Dad." And they call him Dad. Like, they don't call him Richard or, you know, whatever his first name is. It's call him Dad. And it's like the most refreshing thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love that. I think sometimes.
I hope everybody works it out like that.
Well,
but alas.
Is there a stepdad or is the
he
dad
is the stepdad.
Right. But is the real dad
know.
In the picture?
I don't know. I just asked him what all the post-its on his door was because I thought they were cute. And he said, oh, those are for my stepdaughters. Like, I didn't ask him about it. He's my boss. I have no business asking him his relationship status.
That's true.
But I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a fun little thing. Because, I mean, there are families out there that can Brady Bunch it and get it together and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like I hear more often than the positive ones that the things don't work out because somebody doesn't like somebody or, I don't know.
Well,
maybe I'm misinformed.
Well, I can tell you, because it's about that time we do the tribute to the troop, I will tell you this, for those stepdads out there, or
stepmoms,
for those significant other stepmoms or stepdads that's not married yet, we salute you. There you go. We salute you. Because I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, took it back, and didn't get my refund. So,
and Mary, you're getting a t-shirt, girl.
Yes, indeed. And with that being said, everybody, it is Tribute to the Troop time.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
That's right on. I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the blood? Yes, I would.
Hey, everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Private Second Class Jeremy J. Wills, 19 of Adairsville, Georgia, who passed away Wednesday, August 1st, 2018 at Fort Campbell during a training incident. He was a member of the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade. Wells joined the Army this year. He was decorated with the National Defense Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, Basic Aviation Badge, Global War on Terrorism Medal. After his death, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Army Good Conduct Medal. MBR and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends during this difficult time.
Everybody, we're going to go on a music break. Brandy, thank you so much for the tribute to the troop. We will be right back after this music break. And next is the 2-minute warning. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
I'm the boy in your other phone.
My name is Timothy Eason. I'm the owner of Castle Defense 360 Security Consulting, and I am on the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on IRN and MBR. And I tell you,
One of us is in deep trouble.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Goose, I was kind of surprised. That topic, I know a lot of people that are going through those issues right now. And,
well, they didn't tune into Facebook.
And they didn't tune into Facebook. And I honestly thought that that discussion was going to be a little bit longer. But, Yeah. All I can say is, oh, well, and...
I'm sorry. I'm just not getting it.
Yeah. I don't get it all the time. That's my life. So we're going to go into the two-minute warning and...
Which will really be like 6 minutes.
Probably longer than that because
we got to fill in the show a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, before we
go... We can talk about my shoe size and stuff.
Before we go into the two-minute warning, I've got to talk to you about something.
What? Something Am I in trouble again?
No. So
what?
I got a letter. Remember, I got that parking ticket.
Oh, yeah.
For a handicap.
Sorry.
Okay?
That wasn't funny. That was awful.
So I put all the information, and I sent it to them, and they sent me a letter back saying, after all the information, we have reduced your ticket to $50.
Yeah, you know why they're still making you pay? Because they wrote the ticket. That's what I always see on, like, do you ever watch those shows where, like, they're passing out parking tickets in, like, New York City and stuff? It's usually on, like, what's one of those reality TV shows?
Cops?
Channels. No, the channel, it's on, like, TLC or something.
Okay.
Or Discovery, maybe.
I don't really watch
but
reality
it's about,
TV.
I don't either, but my ex loved this show for some reason where it was, they would follow meter maids around.
Okay.
Who would go around putting parking tickets on people, like, with expired meters. Or, like, they would follow a tow truck around all day that would, like, tow people. And it was basically, like, half an hour to an hour, depending on how many episodes played, of people just yelling back and forth about stuff. And, like you, people would be like, oh, well, here I have cash. You know, like, just take, you know, something. Or, like, would go and reduce it, and they'd still have to pay something because... They bothered to write a ticket, and apparently that costs money. Like, to write on that piece of paper, it costs the government money. So,
that's so dumb.
That's the excuse that people are given. I don't know if that's actually true.
So dumb.
But, yeah, I don't
that's
know.
That's so dumb. So that means...
It is.
Talk to the hand.
It's very dumb.
Because the ears ain't listening.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I don't really get it.
I don't get it either. Well, you know, but that just means that a police officer can go around to any person in a handicap, even if they have the license plate, and just write them a ticket then.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, it's very uncool.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of, you know, I don't know. A lot of people have issues with the law enforcement people. As of late, so I'm not really going to get into that, but yeah, I feel really bad that they are kind of messing with you a little bit. That really sucks.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't like
if it makes
like
you feel
about...
any better, next month I have to pay like whatever $100-some for my license plate sticker. Does that make you feel better?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're not even.
Although I drive
that.
Around Denver every day, and there are people getting away with 2017 stickers still. I have seen them.
I know. There's a couple that I've saw, like, temporary tags. One.
Yeah. And it says, like, in big, bold letters when those expire, and it was, like, a month ago, and they're still on there.
I saw one the other day, 2015.
What? That's blasphemy, people. No wonder our government hates everybody, because nobody's paying their bills. Well, we don't have any money. They have all of it.
Right?
All right. I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I talk too much.
No, I talk too much. All right, we're going to hit the two-minute warning. Hit it, people. Hit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, so real quick before I get into that, hey, Brandy, I know that you're listening. Tell me what the two discussion topics that we're going to be putting up to vote on. And
can't you just text her?
Well, yeah, I guess I could.
But hey, Brandy, I'm talking to you through everyone else.
And it's not like we're, you know, late, okay? All right? Gosh.
I just think it's funny when you guys have private discussions on public radio.
Yes.
So, yes. Anyway.
Okay, so.
I also listen too much.
Goose.
What?
Goose is irritated.
No.
What?
Not really.
No, you just hate kids.
Somebody's playing a prank on me.
What did you learn today?
What did I learn today? Always wear deodorant. Yes, it's true, you guys. I left the house in such a hurry this morning that I neglected to put on the anti-stink stick. And needless to say, that's I am funny. Trying to hold it in with my H-Train shirt here. I'm going to have to wash this tonight. Yeah, I am a hot mess right now.
Leave it here. I'll wash it.
Oh, good. Great. I'm glad you can do my one T-shirt every week. So, speaking of every week, next week is super unique, and I am particularly excited because I haven't I haven't been on a farm, let alone around farm animals. Like, not even to a petting zoo in, like, 10 years. So, oh, my God, you guys. Please come out and join us. We are going to be at the... what is it called? I want to say the Caravan Ranch. That's not it.
Oh
my God!
I can't even pronounce it.
It's on our freaking Facebook page.
I know.
Way to be prepared.
I know how to spell it.
Jesus Christ!
It's like, how do you spell that? Calavera? Is that how you pronounce it? Calavera Ranch.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for having it written down somewhere.
Gosh.
Well, it was going to take me like 10 minutes to look it up on Facebook. It would have been time consuming. So anyway, come on out to Cal. What is it? Calavera Ranch. I wanted to make sure I said it right. And it's actually a rescue also for farm animals and other. They have dogs and cats and
stuff
too.
There's going to be pony rides.
So
there's going to be horse
looking
rides.
To rescue an animal.
There's going to be brisket.
They've got those. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be news channels. Feel like being on the news, you guys? Television? Is Jeremy Hubbard going to be there?
I don't know. That's
oh my
who.
God. That would be awesome.
That's who I'm talking to about bringing it up.
But you guys, seriously, come on out. I'm going to look up where this is so that you guys can. I'll spell it for you. Even
and when I talked to DJ Heidi, DJ Heidi told me to tell everybody you need to map quest the directions. A GPS will not take you to it.
Oh, well, that's bad news for me.
Yeah.
I might get lost. But it's over in Byers, Colorado, you guys. So look up Calavera Ranch. That's Calavera Ranch Horse Rescue. And as we said, our good friend Heidi, who is our Vanna White at our remotes most of the time, helping us sell T-shirts and stuff, she has recently become a DJ here on MBR. And she's doing great. And she has all these great hobbies. Not only does she run this ranch, but she also, like, makes, you know how people have, like, craft stuff, like on Etsy and stuff?
Yeah, she makes jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry. She makes little, like, funny little signs that you can put up in your yard or in your garden.
And she's selling those that day.
Yeah, so come out. It's going to be like a flea market.
Yeah.
And we'll be there, too.
And the reason why we're doing this, it's kind of like our grand opening of MBR being a nonprofit. And it's the last remote of the season.
We're kind of going out with a bang.
Going out with a bang.
So, yeah, please join us. Hey, you can even, like, get in on our discussion that day.
Yep.
Or our game. I think we're playing a game, actually.
We're playing a game.
And I think we're going to try and get some audience participation,
yep,
like we did at Harley last time.
And
so,
I think the game is called Walking the Plank.
I thought we were putting it to a vote.
I think we're just doing the walking to...
Okay. We'll see how well that goes down.
I don't know.
We'll talk about it. Get on Facebook, you guys. Please recommend something else. I'm sorry. We've been throwing ideas out for like 2 weeks for this, and I don't know. I thought my bobbing for apples idea was good.
That's okay, Goose. You're burnt out. You're burnt
out. So I can't have an opinion?
No, you can have an opinion.
Whatever. Whatever, you guys. All right. Oh, look, here's your citation. I found it. It's here on my desk.
Oh, gee, thanks, Goose.
Much is it? Let me tell the people.
For reminding me.
Let's see. Badge number 333. Probably shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
Agus car.
Oh, my. And this is the reduced price?
No, the reduced price is 50.
Oh. Well, that's not that bad, then. If it was going to be 300.
It's a principle about it.
I know. The ticket costs $50 to make.
Gosh.
Like I said.
I know, right?
I know. This piece of paper right here. It's 50 bucks.
Well, anyways, remote's next week. Make sure that you come out.
Please come out, you guys. September 10th. We'll be starting the show normal time, but we'll be out there pretty much all day.
Yes.
So come on out, okay?
Yes.
Next Monday.
Free food, free music, stuff to eat, and games. Bring the kiddos.
Yeah. Petting zoo.
Pet the beaver.
You won't even... No. No.
Huh.
Do they have beavers, or are you being gross?
I think they have beavers.
Oh. I don't think you can pet beavers. They have big teeth.
Oh. Okay. All right.
They have beavers.
We're out of here, everybody.
Crazy.
It is that time. I need to quit talking. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen to us again and again.
Again
and
again.
The podcast is available right after we get off the air today. And don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBR, and Sundays on IRN Broadcast at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.